Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. You know what that means. Jim Kevlin, editor, publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, the baseball playoffs in full swing, and that's a little bit of a pun, because what an interesting story you have about a Cooperstown bat that's involved in the series right now, and we'll be heading to the World Series.
I was going to talk today about bats from the local Cooperstown Bat Company making it to the World Series, or prospectively making it to the World Series. Today, that story is even more newsworthy. A few minutes ago, I was looking at the clips of Astro Jose Altuve's two-run homer last night. It was called back, as you know, and the Red Sox won the game. A big dispute. In the video, it looks like Altuve hit that homer with his bat from the Cooperstown Bat Company. The Cooperstown Bat Company was founded sort of by happenstance in 1981 by Don and Sharon Oberreiter. The Oberreiters were operating a Cooperstown restaurant and began selling souvenir bats on the side. But soon, however, from a revenue standpoint, they found themselves running a bat company with a restaurant on the side. In any event, in 2008, they retired, sold the company to Tim Haney, a longtime employee, and his wife, Connie. From the beginning, Tim had his mind on getting Cooperstown bats into the major leagues. As you can imagine, it's not so easy. He worked at developing his high-end bats. As he upgraded the quality, primarily with the good local hardwoods we have around here, he focused on consistency and customer service, which, of course, is essential to make it into the big leagues. Each year, Tim would head down to the spring training in Florida, sounding out agents to get their ball players to try out his bats. And last February, he got a big break. His persistence paid off. Jose Altuve tried out a Cooperstown bat at batting practice and loved it. And right on the spot, he ordered six. Well, standing nearby was Sal Palantonio, who, as you may know, is a SUNY Oneonta grad. He was covering spring training. He heard the story, and he featured it on ESPN SportsCenter the next morning. Altuve stuck with his Cooperstown bats, and October 5th, he used one to hit a home run against the Cleveland Indians in that series that led to the American League Champion Series that's being played now. And then on October 9th, the Red Sox Christian Vasquez, also using a Cooperstown bat, hit the home run against the Yankees that advanced the Sox 4-3 into the AL Series.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, when this thing started breaking, the Haney's daughter, Carson, was looking at the Red Sox Facebook page, and there was Steve Pierce using one of Vasquez's bats. So, you know, who knows? The Haney's might finally be hitting the big time. And, of course, as you can imagine, this is very exciting locally.
Just one more sign that all baseball roads lead to Cooperstown.
Well, you know, just quickly, David, Tim was telling me that apparently all the major bat companies had factories in upstate New York, you know, decades ago now. And apparently, you know, the ash is very good, the white birch is very good, and Tim is particularly working on hard maple. And he was telling me that what the pros like about his bats are what's called pitch, which is the sound that's made when the bat hits the ball. And so I'm not sure what magic these bats have, but, you know, maybe it's finally being recognized.
Also helps when a really great player is using them.
Absolutely, sir.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. There's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Jim, we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you, David.